Hello, FCSC 4930. Tonight we finished our second actual virtual textbook talk. And what I did was I spent most of my time with group three for most of the time, if I had to divide into a pie. And I was just had such a great time with them as we went through each step, and I was able to coach them through each step. And they were able to get more clarity and understanding about each step. And so I want to let you all know that I was so very proud of you as I went throughout the four groups. I'm proud of all of the groups because you are all improving, even just from last week. And I want you to understand that the textbook talk is not a test. It's not a test. It's just a way for you to cooperatively discuss some very heavy, what can be some very confusing content, which is about research. And like I was telling some of the groups last week, research is just not that interesting to most people. And explaining it is not the easiest thing to do. And so this is the third textbook that I've had for this class. And although the font is small, I think that as you continue to read this kind of, this genre of literature, that you will, it will become easier and easier each week as you prepare for class for your part and for the think tank and for the sentence starters and all of that. As you prepare on your own and then bring your minds together in the session, as you support each other asking questions, giving compliments, and being encouraging, that you're gonna find that it gets easier and easier each week. And if you are outlining the chapter, once again, if you are outlining the chapter like you should be, then all of it will start to gel and come together if you are consistent. Anytime you are consistent with something, you create a habit. And in this case, you're creating a good study habit. And coming to class helps you create a good habit of group dynamics and being able to listen to other people and being able to appreciate the thoughts and perspectives of other people, because we all come to the classroom with different experiences and different levels even of reading and understanding. And so when you come to class and that synergy gets going when everybody has prepared, it's a beautiful thing. And so I'm so excited because I had such a great time with Anita and Sienna and Shalia and Chastity, and we just had a real, I just really enjoyed them and listening to them and laughing with them, and we just had a good time. And I appreciate those of you who can handle the constructive criticism that I get, that I'm giving you. It's called coaching. That's why I like to call myself a facilitator of your learning, because ultimately it's up to you to learn. I can only give you the structure and the framework and the environment in which you can do that. And if you do your part, I promise you, when you come to class each week, you will get so much more from it than if I just threw a syllabus up there and gave you a bunch of assignments and you never got to interact with other people. So this is getting longer than I wanted it to get, but I just wanted to share that with you and encourage you to keep up the good work. You get out of your education what you put into it. If you're absent from class, if you come to class unprepared, if you're always confused, if you don't know where things are and I don't know this and I don't know that, then that's what you're going to get out of it. So remember, if you have questions, I have an online appointment book for you to call, for you to set up with me. If you need to practice in the virtual classroom, set up an appointment if that's what you want to do. That's why I pay for that service every month. If you want to email me some questions, but also be ready to receive my answers. They're not always going to be chummy, chummy, cheery, cheery, what you want to hear. And that is how you are stretched. And that is how you grow, when someone is able to see where you need to be and where you can go, and they push that out of you, and it rises to the top. You know, they say the cream rises to the top. So I'm so excited for you. I can't wait for next week to see what you're going to do. I saw some beautiful images and some beautiful explanations of why they chose those images to represent the chapters, and it was just great. So have a good evening, a good morning, a good afternoon, depending on when you're listening to this. Prepare for class on next week. Oh, and under textbook talk, that link on our course menu, that tab, I have included a study hall where there will be videos that will support you in these chapters. So I have a video up there now that explains to you the difference between qualitative and quantitative research. So I encourage you to watch that video. All right, that's all I have for now. Bye-bye.